listening to the Rap Pill Hardcore Radio Show.
You are all fools to challenge me! I'll crush you!
It's been a long time since I've been at full power! Come at me with everything you've got, understand?
We're gonna war! We're gonna eat that sauce off the breakfast!
Yes, thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Redfield Hardcore Radio Show. Definitely picking up the pace to help end your night here. Things are just, things are just exploding, and things are just getting so heavy with the attacks. Being a targeted individual is just... I'm not even sure if I should talk about these things, but, you know, these are the issues here. The colonel is being screwed out of his retirement. the colonel's wife is being hacked nonstop. She's super famous engineer here. And, you know, this is extended family. And it's like, anybody around me right now, the feds are trying to do their best to just cut us off from resources. I spent all day with the bankers and feds yesterday trying to tell them what time it is. I've had a little success, and it's just, it's sad here, really. The federal building here is a freaking mud hut. You expect in the third world, you know, crap hole. No wonder the Americans are rolling over every country here. Oh, American troops. Oh, yes, they're here to save us. Oh, so, you know, I'm surprised that, you know, they don't just pull out lighters and flick them and say, ooh, look, here's magic. Oh, Americans, high technology. And it's, I'm thinking this is what it means to be in a second world country. I don't know. But, they seem like, oh my God, they're going to save us. You know, the most gun-toting people here in this country are Americans. Guess what? U.S. troops. more than the criminals, more than any terrorist group, more than the local government. U.S. troops. Because of the invasion here. But anyhow, their cybercrimes division is horrendous. Computers that I used back in high school, okay? Old, crappy, slow Dells, okay? Some of these guys got to bring their own computers to work. I've never seen anything like this. But anyways, that's just my little personal rant. I'm just... ranting right now. Let's be sure to see who's on the show here today. We've got my co-host, Bill the Butcher.
Hello, guys.
And we've got Will Torbett from...
What's going on, folks? How you doing? What up?
So, what's on your guys...
Word, Will, word, man.
What's on you guys' plate?
Well, I would like to say something about what you just said. You're talking about, everybody talks about first world countries, third world countries. Nobody talks about second world countries. And I begin to wonder, what is a second world country? They have like Mercedes with no gasoline. I mean, what are we talking about here?
That's... That's what I'm trying to understand. I'm thinking that's just what it is. There's nothing here that's open 24 hours ever. Everything's a 9-5 ordeal. If there's something you need, you better go get it. And get it before you get off work, because you're not going to be able to get it later. Nothing's open on weekends. It's Catholic country. Especially nothing's going to be open on Sunday.
And, you know, I think fascinating about what you said, B, is it just goes to show how powerful U.S. propaganda is. And you are obviously especially talented and knowledgeable in the field of PSYOPs. And this is just another case. You're talking about if the U.S. troops went in there with lighters. Oh, wow, magic. Well, that's kind of a joke, but it's kind of not. And it actually answers Bill's question about the second and third world countries, in my opinion. Third world countries, I'm not sure if you guys or the listeners are familiar with something called cargo cults. After World War II, where U.S., British, and other Western troops would land in these far-flung islands in the Pacific, people had never even seen airplanes. And these, a whole bunch of troops and military personnel and cargo and food and all the stuff's getting moved in. And then these people made, you know, fake airplanes and runways and strips. And they, even some of them still think that, you know, Prince Philip is going to come back and save the day like Messiah. But the people in the second world countries also see us kind of in that same light, but not to that degree, because, you know, they're quote unquote more civilized or developed. But it all goes back to how powerful the propaganda is from the U.S., that we're the freedom-loving people here to bring democracy. And that all basically started with the nephew of Sigmund Freud, Ed Bernays, and he packaged us. He started this whole bring democracy to the world, and the USA is the good guy. And it really doesn't have to, I mean, you can put the list of crimes up against all the governments. I mean, the Nazis were bad, Stalin was pretty bad, Mao was terrible, Pol Pot, and on, but the U.S. is right up there with them. But I think we've just done a better job with the propaganda aspect, and that's why you see these people in these quote-unquote second and third world countries adoring us like that, unfortunately.
Will, you're exactly right. My son, Master Chief, told me when he went to the Persian Gulf the first time, he was out there shooting at Iraqis and people like that, right? And when it was all said and done, he was having to defend the Iraqis, but the basic thing was the whole thing was all about the oil derricks out in the Persian Gulf. They were defending the oil. They were defending American wealth. That's all they were defending. They didn't care if they had to shoot Iraqis, Afghanis, or Chiang Kai-shek, as long as that gasoline got to the 7-Eleven. That's all that mattered. And that's what America has become. We're a corporation. We become a corporation. We're not we the people. We are a corporation. And by the way, man, I love you more today than I've ever loved anybody in my life, including my second ex-wife. Okay? Thank you so much.
What's going on?
Do I have a moment? Can I say?
I love how V's automatically skeptical. Why? What's going on? What's up?
Well, after our guest last night, he's kind of, you know, hesitant. But hey man, I know nothing, I see nothing. No, anyway, I want to apologize to the audience out there and to my co-hosts here and everything. I had a catastrophic incident yesterday about 3:00 in the afternoon. I won't divulge into it. I'll talk to my co-hosts later when we're off the air, but it was catastrophic. And it was so catastrophic, I went and I bought a fifth of Jim Beam whiskey, which is what a Texan does when they have a catastrophic incident, and I drank it. I should have just turned my phone off. And
count
just,
as therapy under Texas state law, the Jim Beam bottle?
What now?
I said, doesn't that actually technically count as therapy under Texas law, Jim Beam bottle?
Yes, it does. It actually does. It's a medical replacement. It actually does. And, V, don't lie, man. You're from Austin, man. You know what I'm talking about. Anyway.
Here we have miniature Jim Beams. I have one.
Anyway, I drank this expediently, of course. And you notice my speech is a lot better. I listened to the show today. I thought, oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Yeah. But, anyway, it was a catastrophic incident. And I told Roger about it. He can tell you, V, and I'll tell you if you call me what's been on. And I got looped, basically. And one thing, I was in the music business for many years in Nashville, not running around someplace playing little honky tonks in North Dakota. I was in Nashville. And you always make the curtain call. You always make the show. You know, I, like Hank Williams, I would go on my curtain call if I had to sit in a chair and do the show, no matter what. So I had to do the show. I shouldn't have done the show. I was bent out of shape. What I heard was so bad that I should have just, you know, retreated and just said, hey, man, I'm sick.
Let me say something, Bill.
Yeah, go ahead.
I also, we have a little business. I was in show business. I was in the movies for a little while. Made some pretty good popcorn. But we have a saying in the movie business, the show must go on. So, hey,
Will, you understand. You understand. And that's what I was doing last night.
Yep, we just did like Hillary Clinton. We power through.
That's right. You always make the curtain call. You always do. And I did last night. I shouldn't have, but I will say this. Ladies and gentlemen of the audience, they should have fired me today. I was a butthole. I really was. What happened?
Can we go into that at all?
Go ahead. This might wait until the caller comes in. This will be good topic. Go ahead.
No, I'm asking you. Can we discuss what happened?
Yeah.
I'm in the dark here.
All right. Now, V, I know we're not supposed to talk about her. You know my granddaughter, Puck, right?
Yes.
She was raped in the most horrendous way you can imagine. Everything but her ears, she was raped. And I found out about it, and there's a lot more on this legally and everything, but it was horrible.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear.
Well, it was horrible. It was horrible. It hit me bad. It really hit, and there was some double crossing going on. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on. And I tried to push it back and all that kind of stuff, but it was horrible. And that's why I went and got the whiskey, and that's why I drank it. And that was on my mind. And then we came on to the show, and we had this gentleman talking about his little homosexual rant, you know, and everything. And I was just totally disgusted. I mean, just absolutely, oh, my God. Well, okay, I don't know what I called him, but I'm going to call him a rump ranger or something. But I apologize to the gentleman. No,
he was trying to avoid the raping. His attacker.
Let go of your mango. We're going to work that out. <in the intro.
laughs> Hey, Dave. Don't come on national radio talking about anal sex and don't expect somebody to jump on you. Come on now. Let's get real, you know. But I listened. V sends me the link so I can put it up on my distribution network. And I listened to me and I thought, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I was so bad. But you have to understand, like I said, what I was going through. Now, Puck is this Saturday.
Well, do we have a suspect? Please tell me we have a suspect.
I can't reveal. I cannot reveal. Okay. I just call me after the show's over, and I will tell you the whole story. I can't reveal. Puck has made statements to her therapist and to the police and all that kind of stuff, but I cannot reveal. Number one, she does have a mental thing going. She is autistic and stuff like that, but she's not a liar. She doesn't generally lie, and you know, we're having to work through that. And I'm still getting input from up there of what really went on. And V, it's horrendous. It's horrendous.
Was it a violent attack, or was it just something that was happening?
It was just simple molestation. But it was just, it was horrible. I mean, I'm being very politically correct here after my showing my butt last night and everything, but I'm just going to put it, every hole but her ears, okay? Every hole but her ears. And, I mean, it was that bad. Now, this Saturday, she's going to be the Peach Queen in Brigham City. She used to ride on the float. And, I guess they wear a peach on their head or something. You know, she's the Peach Queen, and she's happy, and she's in the debate class. She's going to be going all over Utah doing debates and everything like that. And she seriously wants to do Carrie's Kitchen V, and without making anyone angry or anything, she wants her help to get on with you and Anthony Thomas, A&E, because she thinks that innovations for the diabetic child, a girl her age, on a Food Channel type of thing, will be a good thing. And so she's got her mind right. She's doing good. She's doing good. But what I heard last night, and I've been on the phone all day with everybody in the butcher shop who's telling me, you're cool, you're good, don't worry about it, blah, 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 and all that kind of stuff. Number one, yesterday I got a letter. I was inducted into Who's Who in American Writers, okay, from blogs in Texas, okay? I mean, come on. And so I had that going for me. I've got the butcher shop going and everything. And this happened, and it just blew me apart. Blew me. I've heard often with people when their kids are being messed with like this, and they say it just turned me upside down. It did this, and I'm thinking, and basically I'm thinking, oh, come on, man, get the dust out of your vagina track, you know? No, no. when your defenseless children are hurt, you don't get no dust out of your vagina track. You get mad.
As the senior Texan on the show, I'm going to expect more Southern sayings out of you. just like that one.
Yeah.
We're going to expect that.
Yeah. Well, the whole thing is, I was nervous all day because I did embarrass myself last night. And again, audience, I apologize. Now, watch that be the biggest show we ever had, okay? But still, I do apologize to you guys. I'm not normally like that, and as you can tell tonight, I'm fairly articulate, okay? I shouldn't have been unprofessional like that, but I was, and that's just the way it is. I'm sorry. The one thing you can take to the bank is I'm always going to tell you the truth. I just went through this horrible, horrible, horrible revelation in my life, and I'm listening to this real nice gay guy talking about how he likes anal sex.
No, he's not gay. He was trying to avoid the molesting himself. He's not gay.
Well, it didn't work out for him, did it?
Well,
because I was filtering what he was saying through a fifth of Jim Beam. Okay.
Yeah. Well,
don't come on this
when you have when you have people, you know, wanting a piece of you. There's nothing you can do about it. Me, I always make friends out of the gay guys that like me because, hey, gay guys have lots of hot girlfriends.
Well, I tell you what. Now, Will, this is just between me and V, okay? If you're from Austin, and I'm from Austin, that's Austin, Austin, and V's from Austin, if you want to get your hair cut or you want to go and get the best waiter at a restaurant, you pick the gay guy. You do.
Yeah.
You don't pick some pissed off girl that didn't finish high school that's mad because she's got to work. You pick the gay guy because your dinner's going to be good. Your hair's going to be perfect. Gay people have a place in this world. They really do. I mean, they really do. Austin, why do you think they call the capital the Pink Dome? Come on, dude. that's it. You know, we are not like... Yeah, we are not
made
like,
of granite.
Pink granite, right, from Burnett, Texas. We are not like... If everybody imagine us as being a bunch of rednecks dragging people behind pickups. It's not like that here. It's really not. You know, we are very metropolitan. We're very 21st century and everything. But we got that blasted Texas bravado going and everything. When really we get along with everybody. Texas... It's from the Tejas Indians, T-E-J-A-S, which means the friendly Indians. Our Indians didn't make war with anybody. They sold us chickens, you know. But anyway, and that's why, and I'm always bringing this back to V, because I know he wants to be from Amsterdam, you know, or London or whatever. No, he's from Austin. He's a Texan. He thinks just like me, just, you know, a little on the right or left side. But we're all the same.
Look at him.
I hear it.
Well, you know, yeah. We're Texans. But we'll go to commercial break and we'll be right back.
Look at the uppercut. Look at the uppercut like this. Hey, look at the uppercut again. Look at the uppercut. Look at the uppercut. Look at the uppercut like this. Hey, hey, do the uppercut again. Do the uppercut again. Terrible. Like the worst thing in the world.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
So I'm sitting here, I'm finding myself getting just very upset at this news. I'm just, when I hear something like this, I've got to know. I know you can't divulge this information, but the who's and the what's and the when's and the where's. I would really like to see somebody...
Tell me after the broadcast, call me on Skype, and I will tell you all of the details. I will tell you all the details, and this was dumped on me yesterday. I mean, dumped. We're talking about dumped. I'm sitting here trying to come up with an article, and I'm cooking me some chicken in the slow cooker and everything, and my wife calls me up and says, guess what? And she dumped this on me, and I was numb. I literally, she called me at 3 o'clock, and at 3:30, I was at specs. which are you people out there in Yankee Land don't know what that is. That's our premier liquor store where you can buy olives or you can buy anything else you want. Okay, I was at Specs, and I picked up a bottle of Jim Beam. And I sat there and I drank that Jim Beam until showtime, which was a darn stupid thing to do. And still, if you're going to get drunk and you go on the stage in Nashville across the Grand Ole Opry and do a show, that's cool. But when you're going on a V show, that's not cool.
But when you say you're numb, so, I mean, I know you don't want to say it, but this is a situation of this is somebody that you know or don't know. Because for molestation to happen, it's got to be somebody that's around. Are you willing to divulge that even? Bill.
I'm here. Go ahead.
Because of
Puck's mental health, and you have personally spoke to her, okay, we're not going to drag this through the mud because she'll have a complete relapse, and she's doing good right now. I cannot destroy my granddaughter for the sake of Jesus and the American way. I can't do that. We don't know what we're going to do. I'll be honest with you. We don't know what we're going to do. And I've talked to people in the butcher shop today. I've discussed it, and we're all in agreement. We can't destroy the pup. We can't destroy her because, I mean, she's a wonderful child, and we just can't do it. And that was the turmoil that was in me last night. Somebody told me this, said, you actually did pretty damn good for somebody, because I told Chappie Gypsy, who is one of my writers, what I was going through, and he said, man, you did a curtain call after that? And I said, yeah, I did. He said, you're a better man than I am. My God, you know. But call me when the show's over, and I'll fill you in with what's really going on. It's scary, it's dangerous, and we're still working with it.
Well, speaking of the curtain call and doing the industry, I heard Will say something about, you know, being in the industry, making that popcorn. Was that literally making popcorn, or was that making money? Was that industry term?
Yeah, I was just making a joke. He was saying he was in the industry and in the music industry, and I said I was in the movie industry, but I was basically just ripping tickets and popping popcorn. I used to work at the movie theater, so yeah, it was just a dumb joke.
Well, it's basically...
I didn't know that was a new term for making money.
V, it's all the same. V, let me explain to you. I worked in Nashville for a while, and I was out of Austin, and I had cut a hit record, which I won't mention here, and David Allan Coe picked it up, and all that. I did that. But the thing was, I lived in a studio apartment. It wasn't like, it was literally a studio, and I slept under my mixing board. And every day I got up and I had to write a song and mix it down to a cassette and run around Music Square and drop cassettes off of whatever I had written, okay? And then Friday and Saturday nights, which is the nights that the Grand Ole Opry played across the street, Briley Expressway. So you people that out there with inquiring minds that want to check me out, the Grand Ole Opry is on Briley Expressway. And I was right across the street at the Ramada Inn, a thing called Pennington's Lounge, and I did a comedy show, adult country humor for those people who were tired of showing their kids around Opryland. And I did that. But that's how I made my money. We set up concession where I would sell my albums, and that's how we got paid, okay? That's the real music industry. That's how you really get paid. That's how you really make it, okay? And Will understands that. He knows exactly what I'm talking about, okay? I've been in that business for years and years and years, and I still have albums for sale on iTunes. No, I'm not drunk, folks. iTunes, all this kind of stuff. It's a serious business. This is the world that I came from, and I'm hardcore. I'm hard nosed.
Well, all right. Well, we get a commercial break. Let's be back.
Look at the uppercut. Look at the uppercut like this. Hey, do the uppercut again. Look at the uppercut. Look at the uppercut. Look at the uppercut. Look at the uppercut like this. Hey, the uppercut again. The uppercut again. I'm terrible. Like the worst thing in the world.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Republic Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSight, made a gracious exception to his no media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSight, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Okay, this is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show, and we are still on, and I'm just trying not to be mad. It's been one hell of a week for me, dealing with this and that, like I said, you know, feds and bankers. I'm going to tell you what, right now, I've been recording my TV show, Family Case Files. And we've gotten close. We've dipped into a couple pedophile rings. I'm telling you, things are going to get ugly. We've got some multi-millionaire
names. We've got the businesses that they do. We've got pretty much everything. Because it's always family business. The sons are doing this, the molesting, the moving, and stuff like this. And it's really grotesque. But I tell you what, the most grotesque part about it is the judges protecting people. I mean, these people got let go. Not even charged for the crimes they're put in jail for. Just because of who they are. No record of it in the courts, even though seen in court. Nobody can find the paperwork. This sort of stuff. And I know my involvement in the system right now, with all the paperwork that's being held up, ignored. I'm just going to say, you know, the system doesn't want to work for me. I'm going to start tearing the system down. And we're going judge hunting. We're going judge hunting. I'm going judge hunting. You guys can join in if you want. But there's a ton of corrupt judges. And I'm actually seeing some that are being exposed. And it upsets me because as soon as they're exposed, they do this thing of, well, I'm stepping down.
When
they disappear.
And when you say judge hunting, what do you mean there? Just to clarify for the audience, I don't want any lawsuits.
The people tossing off underneath the black robes. Okay, as they're destroying people's lives. Judges.
Well, what he's talking about, Will, is where somebody gets arrested for raping a 3-year-old baby. And they go before the court and they say, well, she came on to me, man. She came on to me, and they get 3 years probation and a $25 fine. That happens all the time. There was an incident, and it's way back in my memory. I don't have any dates or addresses on the internet or anything, but there was a deal where some guy went into a school intending to do a school shooting. The police came in from the back door, and they worked their way to the front. And they got to the front, and they found the mass shooter. He was hanging from the flagpole. The kids, and this was in elementary school, okay? The kids, but I'm not saying the kids, I don't know. Nobody can prove. Anyway, the guy was hanging from the flagpole. He'd been hung. Nobody seen anything. And this is what B's talking about. This is coming to the point where the people, we the people, y'all, everybody forget about those guys, we the people, are going to stop getting along with these judges and these cops and these people who let these things happen. Because it's wrong. It's wrong. This is what started the American Revolution. This is right now in Hong Kong.
I agree with V, but I just want V to understand. I think, you know, if you have a militia tribunal, all you need is 22 people. Then you can give them their due process and then swiftly hang them. I just want to clarify for our listeners here that we're not making any calls to violence. We're saying we should do this.
AV, yeah, go ahead with that, V. Are we making a call to violence, V?
I say by any means necessary. Any means necessary.
Okay, that's a call for violence there, Will. Write that down.
Any means necessary. If you can do it,
well,
with paper,
I disagree. I think everybody's is due due process. That's my own opinion. But hey, fair enough. I'm willing to build with anybody. But I do think that these people even should get their own citizens militia tribunal. It only takes 22 people. We can find them guilty on what they've done. Because, you know, what tends to happen is then when that happens, then that'll just become the new government when the citizens are just getting upset. And then they'll start taking it out on the ordinary average citizen. And it'll be like Gotham, you know. So I'm just saying.
I was just about to say, you can be Batman all you want to, but I have no problem playing the role of Punisher. No problem.
The thing we got going here is when Wild Bill Hickok was killed by that kid shot in the back of the head. He was brought to trial, and he was acquitted of that killing, for killing Wild Bill Hickok. Now, unfortunately, over in, I think it was Colorado, I'm not sure, a court up there picked up the case and said, hey, you didn't have jurisdiction. You couldn't make a decision on this. And they convened another trial, and they tried him, and they said, it's illegal to shoot somebody in the back of the head, you know, when they don't even know you're there. And they hung him. They hung him. And later, when they moved his body, they found out that the rope was still around his neck. There's sometimes, Will, that the people have to take over. And that's where we're heading in this country. That's just another thing I'm working on right now. We've got this problem with if I say this, I'm going to lose every bit of my reader base. But the irrational statements of Donald Trump that are stirring up the population, okay? He's all against illegal immigration. All right, the illegal immigrants come over here and they pick cabbages, and nobody minds 35 cents cabbages in the store. Nobody minds that. We've always understood that in Texas, okay? That's the way it works. A Mexican can come over the border and pick cabbages, go back home, and live like a king for a year until the next harvest, okay? These are things we don't need to mess with. These are things that have always been, okay? And the people in Mexico are dealing with a horrendous situation. They're at war. The cartels have taken over the... Imagine if the mafia took over your government, if the mafia took over everything you know to be lawful and everything, and
Bolton, Dick Cheney?
Yeah, that's exactly who I'm talking about. But all you got to do is get over that fence, and you'll live, and your family can grow and prosper, okay? Isn't that what America is supposed to be all about? You guys, give me your thoughts on that one.
Well, I'm going to have to say that is a bit of a later resort. What should be done instead is for all the people that they're locking up in the land of the free, they should have jobs, okay? They should have vocations while they're locked up. Why do we have illegal immigrants picking cabbages when we have so many people in the prison system? Making 14 cents, I know some prisoners make 14 cents a month. No, that's slavery. You should be able to have a job where you make $10, $12 a day, at least. You know, you should have a vocation where you are in the prison system, you have a job, and you make money, and guess what? You can send that money home, or you can buy up everything in the commissary, whatever. That's the way it should be. But this is
redistribution of wealth
and all that sort of thing.
Everybody always comes up with this. Try to break into Russia. Try to break into China. Try to break into North Korea. Well, no. Those countries are different from us. We are the land of the free, the home of the brave. Give me your tired, your poor. People come to America for a better life, for a better chance. They come here for that reason. Okay, we have an obligation when these people come here to show them this is a better place than you left. Of course you're a Mexican. Of course you celebrate Cinco de Mayo. Of course that. But aren't you glad to be here? Aren't you glad? And I went to New York years ago. I went to New York and I wanted to see Mulberry Street. And my girlfriend took me down there and I went up and down Mulberry Street. And I don't know what kind of holiday they were celebrating, but it was something, and there was vendors out in the street selling things. One guy was selling sausages. He gave us a half a pound of sausage to test that he made and everything. But you know what he had on his little vendor thing? He had two American flags. He was glad to be in America where he could sell his sausage. We have got to back up. We've got to understand. And I'm just a Texan. These people are not all criminals. They're not all criminals. They just want a better life. And I know I'm going to take some hits on this for saying that, but that's just the way it is. They're not criminals. They're people, human beings, who just want a better life. And if that makes me a liberal, well, it makes me a liberal, okay?
Well, I'm not going to dispute any of that, but why shovel people who are already here, you know, why put the bread that's already on the shelves in the back for fresh bread? My point was, we've got people here already in America, born and raised, that didn't get a fair shake, locked up behind bars, rotting away, soaking up tax dollars, instead of them having a sort of in-house job. There needs to be a contribution to the American society. No matter where you're at, you're in prison, you should have a job, something to rehab. I know the prison system is not about rehab. I'm not stupid. Because if they really wanted to rehabilitate people, there'd be more classes, more jobs, more programs, period, inside these jails. Not just, okay, you're going to sit there, you're going to eat these 20-cent TV dinners that we're getting paid $100 a tray for, that we are paying for. And that it's not about all that freedom, and it's about the slavery. Now, I think it's wrong to have people come over the border and be enslaved, because they need to make more money.
It is slavery. My son, Timothy, I've got two sons, natural sons. One is Master Chief, and the other one is a convict, okay? And he's been in prison off and on over the last 20 years. Everything. And he's gone the full gamut. The Texas prison system, originally, when he first went in, was heavily into the agricultural business. They raised cattle, they chopped cotton, they did all these wonderful things. And it looked horrible. Oh, God, it looked horrible. But when they went to the cantina to eat, they had anything they wanted to eat. They got to eat everything they wanted. Everything was good. Okay? Now, just like you just said, 20-cent TV dinners. You ever feed a 220-pound man with a 20-cent TV dinner? Okay, it don't work. It don't work. And as far as the Mexican people...
And on top
people,
of that...
Go ahead.
Pardon me, yeah, on top of that, too, it's just absolutely absurd because once slavery was outlawed in 1865, then they had to find a new way to do it. And there's two ways that we're enslaved now. One is the Federal Reserve System, because Mexicans wouldn't have to come across and we wouldn't have to rely on Mexicans, the price being 35 cents for whatever, because we'd have a real purchasing power. And then they said, well, you know what? We'll just lock all the blacks away in prison. 74% of people in prison are nonviolent drug offenders. And we're going to have them over there working slave labor. None of these people should even be in prison. I mean, sure, maybe some murderers and rapists, but majority of people that are in prison shouldn't be there. We have more people in prison than China has. And on top of that, like V said, these people are making money off of all of these people that are in there for absolute slave labor. So these people need to be freed from our prisons. And then the ultimate hypocrisy on top of all of it is a lot of these people are in there for weed or possession of drugs that the CIA put there in the first place. And then you go watch TV, and they're literally selling you worse drugs on the commercials at the same time. So it's just the ultimate hypocrisy, and they just found a new route to enslave us all.
Well, exactly. You've got people in prison for weed. Now, Will's over in Poland, but he's from Austin. And, Will, you're in Rhode Island, okay? Do you know how much weed we got in Texas? We got some weed in Texas. Trust me, we got
some
weed.
Is that an invitation?
What now?
Oh,
no, we got some weed in Texas. We got cats that smoke weed in Texas, okay? I don't smoke it myself because I'm allergic to it. But we got weed in Texas. And we got people doing life sentences down here under the old laws and everything for weed. For weed. It's stupid. It is stupid. If we were to get up in the morning and the governor was to say, I'm going to turn everybody in the prison system loose who's convicted for weed, we would save a ton of money just housing them. Just housing them. Nobody wants to say that. No one.
And on top of that, they get jobs, stimulate the economy, and then they purchase things like services, food, and housing, which would also stimulate the economy like several fold. But they don't want to do that. They want to be able to control all the labor. They want the minorities packed in there. They want to give blacks harsher sentences for crack cocaine. For the coke. Meanwhile, the CIA is using Rick Ross to literally bring it into the inner cities to destroy inner cities. And it's a terrible, terrible thing. We really need some justice reform.
It's just like I'm a member of the anti-gun laws movement in Texas, okay? And everybody's like, why did we have these horrendous anti-gun laws in Texas? We had them because at the end of the Civil War, the black man, his vote was 3/5 of a white man's vote. They did not want the black man to be able to possess a firearm, okay? But unfortunately, it was written in the law. So it bled over to the white man. And then there we were, you know? And it took C.J. Grisham, my personal friend, to get it where we can at least carry our pistols in the open. Because that was ridiculous. That was ridiculous.
Well, before we get too far off of where we were, I want to bring it back to the point of slavery. Now, these are all the points that we know, but what is not sinking in with people is that, yes, we have tons of nonviolent offenders in the jails. Yes, I believe it's around the 70-80% range. And the government tells us, oh, well, all these people are bad. But what's not sinking in is that, you know, you're a dishwasher, you're a waiter, you have some job, you work at a gas station. The reason why you're only taking half of your paycheck home, only half of what you've actually earned, is because all those taxes after that. And those taxes are paying for the prisoners being in prison. So guess what? You're a prisoner too. You were chained to the guy who's in the prison system. The difference is you're free range. You're still a prisoner, just like that guy.
We're GMO organic prisoners.
Yeah.
That's good, Will. Thank you, man. Now, let me explain something to you. We got this liberal conservative thing going, okay? You guys are semi liberal. I'm a conservative, so we hate each other. No. It's us against them. It's us against them. We are paying for these people to be kept in prisons when there's no reason for it. Some kid smokes a joint in high school with his girlfriend, and he's doing 22 years in prison. What sense does that make? Who cares? My sister-in-law, Jane Woodward, told me one time, you know what the difference between a meth addict and a marijuana smoker is? All right, the meth addict says, I'm going to go down, I'm fixing to rob that store, shoot everybody in the store. The marijuana guy says, hey, man, one of these days, I'm going to rob that store, man. It's totally different. It's totally different.
I'm going to grab some Doritos from that store.
We sell cigarettes. We sell cigarettes to people, and we know cigarettes causes cancer. I'm smoking one right now because I'm a dumbass, too. We know that's going to happen. But it is my right as an American to do that. So why don't we just let people live? Why don't we just let people go their merry way and subscribe to whatever religion they want to go to, whatever personal life they want to go to? Maybe not drinking as much whiskey as I did last night, but, you know, whatever. You guys, your thoughts, man. This is a good show. Thank you.
Well, I want to say, wow, just this had to be the subject for this segment. I had an experience yesterday. Now, I don't want to be racial about this, but this just happened to be the scenario. Here in Poland, I'm here in Poland, a sight that I didn't think I'd see happened. There was two Mexican ladies walking down the sidewalk as I was walking home. And one of them was very short and pudgy. She looked pregnant. She's pushing a stroller with a baby in it. She's got three kids running circles around her. And then she had her friend, sister, cousin, who I don't know what the relation was. Extremely gorgeous, beautiful, exotic. She stops me and talks to me, which happens quite often. Not to toot my own horn, but, you know, that short little conversation. And then we parted ways. And here we have little girl punched me in the stomach twice and then proceeded to flick me off, walking backwards. As they've already walked off, it's like, I haven't seen something like this since I lived in Texas. Because this is the ghetto. This is that scenario. It's like, okay, I don't want to be racist here, but they're Mexican. I'm seeing the same behavior. Raise your children, people. I had to run up to them and stop them and explain to this woman what her little child did, and she swore to God that she would be punished. And like I'd stopped and just let them go, and they walked on. And a few seconds later, I see this little girl get tossed around and had a cigarette ripped out of her mouth. It's like, listen. Wherever you migrate to, don't bring the horrible social engineered situation. At least try to adapt to something better when you do move. Okay? Make any place that you want to go to that you think is a better place, be glad it's a better place, and you act accordingly too. People, raise your children and protect your children. If I were a different man, that little girl would have got snatched. Okay? Protect your children, raise your children, protect yourselves. And with that said, this has been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm your host, V. And remember, in the land of Chavez, the man of third eye is king. So educate yourselves.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.